His Honor is here. City of Racine Mayor Corey Mason, I thank you for coming in this morning.
Happy to be here.
You normally get up this early?
Yeah.
Okay. I just like to say to people sometimes, I'm glad you had to wake up for me.
Yeah, I have three teenagers. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, you never get to sleep.
Right.
You have to stay up late and then you have to get up early.
Yeah. I mean, it's summertime now, so I don't have to get up so early to get to school. But yeah, it's that
case. Now you got to worry.
Oh, yes. There's the worry time starts.
We have got a lot to talk about here. And by the way, if you have a question for the mayor, you can text it to us. Go download the Civic Media app. Click on WRJN on the list of our radio stations. And when you see that, just text us the question. If we have time, we'll get to it. Let's talk about the whole bunch of big holiday season, obviously. Yeah. The 4th of July. It's on a Saturday this year.
Right.
Which is no excuse for anybody.
That's right. I think we'll get, I mean, you know, coming out of COVID, the crowds get bigger and bigger every year. But, you know, this is the best parade in the Midwest. It really is. It's one of the biggest in the Midwest. It's almost 3 miles long. But we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. So we're really excited about it.
You know what I found out the other day? This was interesting. The National Guard is older than 250. They started 140 years before this country. So they're in the 300s.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said, whoa, that's interesting. This National Guard's older. Went to Daughters of the American Revolution, had a talk at the library last night.
Oh, great.
And the DAR, they were talking about American Revolutionary War vets that are buried in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
There are nine in Racine County.
Yeah, three of them in Mound Cemetery, right?
Yeah, three in Mound. And one where I'll be buried in Union Grove. Not next to him, but I mean, we're in the same cemetery. Right. And yeah, that's something.
It is.
They had the whole history of each one of the nine people.
Well, I'm just trying to imagine, too, when you see that at the Mound Cemetery, sometimes we used to walk in there when we lived in West Racine. But, you know, you'd see it. You just sort of imagine, boy, what was going on where if in the 1770s, you were a young soldier, but somehow made your way west and settled in
Racine. They explained what happened because a lot of them were from New England.
Yeah.
And they decided, you know, it got crowded. The soil wasn't good enough. So they moved to Ohio. But everybody was moving to Ohio. And again, it was too crowded. Right. And some migrated to Wisconsin where the soil was good. And that's, I think there were 43 in Wisconsin, 43 American Revolutionary War vets, nine in Racine County.
It's amazing.
You know, the other day I saw you at the dedication to Camp Utley.
Oh, what a great event.
It was. As a matter of fact, Steve Rockstadt's going to be here next week.
Oh, great. Great.
We're going to talk to him on Monday.
That's a story not enough people know, right?
Yeah. You know what we did? We went back the next day because I took a picture of the plaque.
Yeah.
The marker. But I didn't know there was a flip side. So I had to go back the next day and get the flip side picture. And it's like 70 acres or something like that.
75 acres.
And how big is 75 acres? Well, I know I live on a quarter acre plot, but that you can't picture it. But we knew that you would go down to Coven, to Center, up to 16th. And it's a lot of land.
It's a lot. It's a lot of the south side of the city, really.
Well, I was talking to Steve and they were talking about the artillery, the practice, and they would shoot the cannon from what he can determine. From people keeping their diaries and logs and so forth, they would shoot the artillery into the lake.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were right there.
Right.
And what, are they going to shoot it in somebody's house? So they shoot it in the lake. Those cannonballs must still be in there.
Oh, wow.
I mean, buried under, you know, 100
sediment.
Yeah. 200 years or 100 and some odd years of sediment under there. But imagine if you can find them.
Yeah. That's an interesting treasure hunt for someone to try to get to.
So that was really good to hear about Camp Utley. So the next...
Well, just so people understand. Yeah. So in case people don't, I mean, we had a Civil War camp here in the city of Racine.
Training camp
before people would leave. It was named for Colonel Utley, who was a big abolitionist colonel who fought with the 7th Brigade here in Wisconsin. And, you know, it's really... You know, I think a lot of people know the Joshua Glover story before the Civil War of this, you know, fugitive slave that we broke out of jail and sent down to Canada for freedom. And that sort of playing up to the prelude of the Civil War. But I don't think enough people know that, like, look, we actually had a training camp here. And, you know, there are people from the area who would train there, and were willing to give their lives, right, and put their lives on the line to keep the Union together and, you know, end the scourge and original sin of slavery. And really, you know, we played a bigger role in that as an area than I think people realize. I mean, I think everybody knows about Camp Randall because it's up in Madison and that's what the stadium's named after now. But we played a big role in that, too. And it's an important thing, I think, to acknowledge Colonel Utley and the camp for which it was named.
And the marker is right where Wisconsin Avenue and Main Street meet just north of DeCoven.
Yeah.
And Take a read of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, 2 days later, over the weekend, my wife and I went to Mound Cemetery to find Colonel Utley's grave. Some people list him as General Utley, but Colonel Utley, yeah, I saw some general listing there. So we went to go find it, and the markers and mound aren't that easy to find. The roads are very curvy.
Yes.
And to find out where the blocks and the sections and all that stuff are, it's very hard to find. So we're about 45 minutes searching for it, and finally we gave up, and we said, we'll come back another time. We get into the car. My wife looks. There it is! There was a giant marker, Utley. And we took a picture of it. There's Colonel Utley's grave right there.
Yeah.
With his son is there as well. The whole family's there. But she said, there it is. We're just about to pull out. And we found it. All right. Let's talk about the 4th of July parade's coming up. And I just went to the captain's meeting the other day with the two people running it. And Jake and Anna. We were going to be in the studio here next week.
They're doing a great job.
And I don't know how they do the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Balloons.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. That's big. This one, it's not as difficult, but it's still a lot of work.
Yeah. I mean, I will give Jake credit. Not this past 4th of July, but the one before. He's like, hey, just, you know, the 250th is coming up in a couple of years. You might want to think about what we want to do to make it extra special this year, right? So, you know, I'm thrilled to hear we're going to see a lot more participation. I think we might actually see some floats. You know, people every year is like, why aren't there floats like there used to be? And I don't think people realize, like, you don't just make a float on the weekend. Like, that is a very long, labor-intensive thing to do. So we're thrilled that we're seeing floats enter into it. And so, you know, we're very excited about it. We'll have three sister city mayors in town for the parade and the 5th of July celebration as well. So we'll have a sister city mayor from Zapotlaneja, Mexico, and Brantford, Ontario, and Montelimar, France. That'll be here to
That just rolled off your tongue.
It took some practice.
You just said that like it was Caledonia.
Yes, but we're really excited to celebrate it. And then, you know, the fireworks are always special, but this year they'll be extra special. And then if we can move into the 5th, the very next day on the 5th, we're taking part in a national celebration of America's 250th birthday. So on Sunday, we're going to have a whole program there starting from 3 to 8. And we're going to do a time capsule. So we're very excited to imagine putting some things in this time capsule and wondering what it might look like in 50 years. You know, telling my kids, I probably won't be here, but you will likely be here when we open that up again. And so we'll be doing that. The concert band and the Racine Symphony will be performing. We're closing down Main Street. So the stage will be right in the intersection at 6th and Main. And there's meals there. So if you want to buy tickets, you do have to buy tickets ahead of time. You can go to our Facebook page, check that out. But if you just want to come and hear the concert band or hear the program, you can bring some chairs and set up at Monument Square. But we think it's going to be a lovely way to celebrate the blessings of our liberty, as the Constitution says. And, you know, my hope in doing it in part is, I mean, I know these are divided political times, but my earnest hope in celebrating America's birthday is that we can maybe remember what we have in common and what we love about this country and the liberties that we share. And just for a minute, think about what brings us together and celebrate our country and hope that it's there for our kids and grandkids to enjoy as well.
His Honor, City of Racine Mayor Corey Mason with us today. We talked about the 4th of July, which is one of the biggest parades in the Midwest, if not the biggest.
Yep.
And the 5th of July, big celebration at Monument Square.
That's right. America's 250th birthday. So we're going to be part of a nationwide effort to celebrate the birthday of America on the 5th of July. So we're excited to do that.
You know, my wife and I were talking about all the cannons around Racine. We got a lot of cannons around here.
Yeah.
Like maybe is it because the Civil War training camp with Camp Utley?
I think that it's some of the remnants of it. I do know when I first became mayor, there was some controversy about the Kenosha Civil War Museum wanted
the one in Monument Square.
So when I started looking at the list of committees, and one of them is the ad hoc committee to defend the cannons of Monument Square. I'm like, what is this?
So I don't know, but they got $500,000 donated to them. No, I don't
think. It's sort of I think we're good. I don't think Kenosha's invading. I think we're going to be okay.
It's not pointed toward Kenosha either.
But it was an indication of how seriously we took wanting to keep those cannons.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch around town.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's talk about the election ballots.
Yeah, so believe it or not, the August primary is coming up. And so while we're still in June, you might think, August, why are we thinking about that? But keep in mind, ballots get sent out a month beforehand. So week after next, those will go in the mail. So for people who are on the list to permanently receive early votes or vote by mail, you'll start to see those soon. So start to think about that. But then we also have in-person absentee balloting that's available. And I just want to make sure people know when they can start doing that. So you can vote early at City Hall. And if you live anywhere in the city, you can come to City Hall and vote early. And those days are regular business days, July 28th to August 7th, 8 to 4:30 a.m. But then also Saturday, August 1st, Saturday, August 9th, and Sunday, August 9th will also be in City Hall. And then we have additional locations that we move around town. So we'll be at the Tyler Domer Community Center on Tuesday, July 28th to 9 to noon. Mound Cemetery from, so if you want to see, you know, Utley's marker there, you can check that out.
Good luck finding it.
Yeah, from 3 to 6 p.m. Festival Hall from 9 to noon on Wednesday the 29th. The John Bryant Center from 3 to 6 on the 29th. Lockwood Park from on Thursday the 30th from 9 to noon. The previously named Chavez Community Center from 3 to 6 on the 30th. Hanschel Park on the 31st from 9 to noon. Humble Park on the 31st from 3 to noon. Lakeview Park, that area there by the new playground, from 9 to noon on Monday the 3rd, and at the library on the 3rd from 3 to 6. The Transit Center on the 4th from 3 to 6. Wisdom from 9 to noon, and then Gateway on the 6th from 3 to 6. So we try to make it.
Yeah, where do they find all these, by the way?
Yeah, so it's on our, if you go to voteracine.org, it has all the hours and stuff that's there. So the easiest place if you want to vote early is just come to City Hall, those dates that I mentioned. But we want to move locations around the city as well. So people are in the neighborhood and want to, you know, vote early. They think they might be out of town, or they just want to not have to wait in line. We try to create as many opportunities as possible for people to participate. And it's a great segue coming off celebrating America's 250th birthday. You know, we are the longest continuously operating democracy in the world right now, in the world, which is such a great.
And we're such a young country.
Yeah, relatively, right?
And they're thousands of years old in Europe, and we're 250.
But we're 250 years strong. But if there's any way to indicate that you're participating in your democracy, it's that you vote. It's that you vote. And sadly, far too few people don't vote at all. And so we're hoping this year in particular, as we're, if you're thinking of a way, what's a way that I can celebrate America and be grateful to live in this country, you know, come to the events, go to the parade, put something in the time capsule. But if you really want to show your fidelity to living in a democracy and your love for this country, vote. I don't care who you vote for, but vote.
And if you don't vote, don't complain.
Well, I wish that were the rule, but it is not.
But you get these people that complain about everything. And I say, did you vote? No. Right. Well, then don't complain. Right. You had a chance.
But for a democracy to work, we need people to participate, you know, especially, you know, in spring elections, we get fewer people that vote in the fall elections. And, you know, your ability to govern effectively comes from people being willing to participate and go out and vote for you or somebody else. And so, you know, I make this plea every year, but particularly in America's semi-quincentennial, the fancy word.
Yeah, what is that word? I saw that printed last night.
Yeah, semi-quincentennial. That's the fancy word for 250.
I know. I saw that. I didn't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah. Yeah. 175th, the demi-semi-septcentennial. 125th, the quisquicentennial. These are the fancy words that you learn when you become the mayor, when you have anniversaries. But semi-quincentennial, which technically means half of 500.
Semi-quincentennial.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I saw that printed last night when I went to the DAR lecture last night. I said, what is this?
Yeah, it's the $5 word for the 250th.
That's good. Yeah. Let's talk about the bridge snafu.
Oh.
Now, I didn't hear about this till you mentioned it.
Yeah, so the city owes the community an apology for, you know, this is the 50th year of doing the lighthouse run. So we started at the downtown, people run down Main Street, they go up to the lighthouse, they come back. And it's one of these events that's, you know, a certified time sort of thing. So people come from the region because they want to get a set time, you know, that, you know, whether they do it on an amateur basis or a more competitive basis. But, you know, we set these parade routes. City Council passed the resolution just before to close the street down, as we do every year. We get permission from the Coast Guard to not open the bridge for the 3 hours that we're doing the event. And unfortunately, the bridge tender at the time opened the bridge not once, but twice. Even after he said, yes, I know I wasn't supposed to open it. Yes, I know that these were the rules. Yes, I know the Coast Guard and the City Council said not to do it, but he did it anyway. So he is no longer a bridge tender, but we owe the community an apology for what happened there. The Lighthouse Run is a signature Racine event, right? It happens every year, and we want it to continue. So our sincere apologies to people who participated in the run. It will not happen again.
It screwed up the timing.
It did. Yeah. It did. And so we owe everybody an apology for that. And so on behalf of the city, we are deeply sorry to the Lighthouse Run and the participants, and it will not happen again moving forward.
Did you say why he opened it?
There's an investigation that they've got to go through with HR at this point, so I can't say much more than that. I can only say he is not a bridge tender anymore. So,
okay, one last thing. Last time we were here, we talked about the management of Festival Park, yeah. Rotary Park, Festival Hall, Memorial Hall, with 5K events. Yeah. What's the latest?
Signed, sealed, ready to
it's
go.
It's a done deal. They continue.
They continue. Their contract goes. Initially, they were saying, well, we just want it through the end of the year. I'm happy to say we reached an agreement to go to the end of next year.
Oh, so great.
Get a little more certainty on it. Yeah. I mean, they've got some great events that they've got going on. The Farmers Market is a nice addition to the event.
We were just there. I went there.
It's been great. And so, look, we need them to succeed. It's been a little bumpy on some issues, but I will tell you, there's more people coming down there and doing more events than we've had before. And, that's why we built it 40 years ago, right? Is we wanted to have community events and opportunities for the public to enjoy the beautiful lakefront. So we're excited. So it is, signed, sealed. Patrick signed it and I signed it yesterday. So it is signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah, we had Patrick in here about two weeks ago talking about it. He wanted it to continue. Yeah.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if you look on the wall, you'll see they don't have the events written in. Because he wasn't sure if he'd be here.
Right.
Now we're going to fill it in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Anything else that did we miss?
I mean, I'm sure there's always things to talk about, but I will say we're making really good progress on the new King Community Center. So if you were around Martin Luther King Day, drive next to Julian Thomas School there, you'll notice a new facility going up. That is going to be the home of our new health clinic and the new King Center. And we're super excited. It's really taken shape. That should be open early next year, but we're really excited to see that come to fruition. But there's also 33 townhomes that we're building around the new that new community center, and so those will be filled with owner occupants for people to have an opportunity to be homeowners. So we're excited to see that take shape and come along.
Nice place to live here.
It is.
I've lived in different cities around the country, and I stayed here the longest.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff going on.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you. And thank you to all our residents that are, happy 4th of July. I won't be here till after, but come to the event on the 5th to celebrate America's birthday. And let's have a great 4th of July, everyone.
Oh, please. No rain.
Yes. Yes. Please. God,
now,
no
I know the 4th of July parade goes on rain or shine.
It does.
Not lightning. Then they delay it if there's lightning. But other than that,
the backup for the 5th is Memorial Hall. So good thing to ask. But if it happens to be pouring rain on the 5th, we will be in Memorial
Hall. Please don't even say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mayor.
No, thank you. Happy Independence Day, everyone.